Good morning. Let's celebrate communion this morning. If you love Jesus, if you're thankful for his cross, please join us. In Mark 8, we see a familiar story. Jesus heals a blind man, but something seems to go wrong. At the first touch of Jesus, the man says he sees people, but they look like trees walking around. So Jesus touches him again, and his vision is fully restored. I've often wondered about this. Was Jesus just off his game a little? Was he not quite in touch with the Father, his source of power and strength? Was this his first miracle of the day, and he just hadn't gotten up to speed? Here's a thought. Maybe it was intentional. Maybe Jesus wanted him to ask for another touch. Maybe Jesus was saying, in effect, I've touched you once and you're making progress, but let's keep working. You've still got a ways to go. Ask me. I will be happy to touch you again. Do we ask Jesus for a second touch? Or a third? Or a 20th? I think he wants us to. There may be areas of struggle in your life that you've asked Jesus to touch many times, and he has, but you've still got a ways to go. You look around and all you see is trees walking around. Is there condemnation in that? Is it a lack of faith? Or does God have a deeper purpose? After all, I suppose he could wave his hand and set us all free forever, but this world being the way it is, that's usually not the way he works. I think he's after a deeper goal, that we come before him daily and ask him for help, that we learn to depend on him at all times. Even Jesus, in all his perfection, depended on the Father at all times. As he said, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Some time ago, the Lord gave me a word about this very thing. I've shared it here at church, but I'd like to share it again. I think whatever the Lord shares with us bears repeating. You see, I was asking God for just that he would set me free from all my struggles, that I would always sense his joy and presence in my life. I thought there was something wrong with me. Why couldn't I get it all together once and for all and just float along in a state of perpetual bliss and perfection? After all, isn't that what it means to be a mature Christian? No struggles? If you're struggling, you have problems. And if you have problems, well, obviously you're not where you're supposed to be. Or so I thought. And as I was praying about this and thinking about how wonderful instant perfection would be, I sensed the Lord wanted to say something to me about that. So I scrambled around and found a pencil and paper, and I wrote this down. Do you want me to wave a magic wand over you so you never struggle again? Is that what you want? Is that what you're asking me to do? No, I won't do that. That's not what I want. That's not what I'm looking for. I want you to grow up in me. If that means pain and struggles, so be it. Better to fight and struggle and be knocked down than just waltz along in peace and joy. Follow Paul's example. Few knew the struggles that he faced, yet oh, how my grace could flow through him. Grace to set the prisoner free. Grace that meets the lost right where they are living in pain, confusion, and despair. That is where my spirit meets people, in their pain. And that is where I want you to be also, where infinite grace and human need come together. Infinite grace meeting human need. Isn't that what happens when we take communion? Not only are we reminded of Jesus' cross and the blessings we receive from his sacrifice, but we come before the Lord again and ask Him to refresh us and realign our thinking with His values, to cover us with the blood again, to wash us and cleanse us and heal us again. We are His beloved children. We are invited, even commanded, to come boldly before the throne of grace and before the cross and to seek Him and His help, to ask for another touch. So here we are, Lord, before You again, so thankful for Your daily touch in our lives. Oh, how we want to be free from sin and struggles. Someday we will be, but that hasn't happened yet, and so today we are asking You for another touch. There's still some areas of our lives where we see trees walking around, but if we were perfect, we wouldn't need You to touch us. We wouldn't need You at all. Oh, teach us to live in daily dependence upon You, even as Your Son did. Touch us again. Cover us with the grace and power of the blood. Wash us and set us free again today. We praise and thank You, Jesus, because You were always so ready to give us another touch. Let's partake together in His joy, His compassion, and His wonderful touch.